It is the pink after Liverpool have beaten Brighton by 2-1. For the first half, Liverpool were absolutely terrible. And by the way, Brighton were absolutely brilliant. They were tremendous, Brighton. And then second half, it all kicked off. It kicked off in the way you've been waiting for this season. And Liverpool decided, no, we can win the Football League. And Kev Walsh, Anfield was absolutely pounded. It is a genuinely brilliant win in the end. It was a great second half, and the emotion was overwhelming when he made it 2-1.
100%, yeah. The emotion's what we've been missing this season, isn't it? And fucking hell, did we get it by the bucket load then, didn't we?
And then the idea the manager's gone, oh, that's what you were all talking about.
I love the fact, though, it all started when that dickhead in the far corner by their fans. I don't even know what he did, it's 200 yards away from me, but I knew he was a fucking cunt, mate. And so did everyone else in the ground. And then Liverpool were just like, fucking watch this. And then when Salah scores that second, mate, fucking hell, it was absolute pandemonium by us.
Fuad, the second is, it's just incredible. It's everything he is, it's everything he's been, it's everything he's meant, and he can go on and mean a hell of a lot more. That's who he is, and that's why we feel like we're capable of anything, because we've got footballers like, not many footballers like him, but he is the best one.
He is the best one. That from 1-1 to 2-1 was what you're in it for, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the ground 100%. Was just bubbling, wasn't it? It was just fizzing. And that goal, it's been a while since we've seen him do that, but we've had two this season now, fairly close together, where he's cut in and curled it in top corner, and that's like, that's your quintessential Salah goal. That's what you associate with him. And then the way he celebrates with the end, it's just something that, when he goes, if he goes, I'll miss that forever. Because
fuck off, Captain,
moment,
come down. He's still
not now, Fuad. I'm not doing contract. I want to do this.
I'm too emotional.
What I loved, Fuad, was I loved that little moment of he has the full one where he prays, he shows his humility, and then he turned around and he went, but what about me? What about the Reds? What about all of you? What are we doing here? It was glorious from him.
It was, totally. It's the way everyone else moves away from the celebration. He comes back and is like, yes. And that's exactly what you're in
for. I didn't know any of this. I was still celebrating at the time, I reckon, honestly.
Oh, it was, honestly, it was like he was going, I own the gaff.
Yeah.
I own the gaff. This is where I do my business, and this is my business. Liverpool, that second half, and even then, they still weren't brilliant. Let's be quite clear about this, Sean. No. They still weren't brilliant, but they rode the moment, they rode the crowd, they got themselves through, we got them through. Genuinely, first half, it was like Brighton had 14.
Oh my God.
And second half, it was like we went, oh, you need a 12th man. Yeah. Oh, you need a 13th man. Oh, you need a 14th man. Here we all are. Look at this ground.